Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The right fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hub Pruitt. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Hub Pruitt. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Pruitt covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill bunts towards third. Ellerbe can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mostill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Mostill moves to third. Falk moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mostill tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Williams steals second. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 1 in the game. Shorten hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe juggles the ball. That's an error on Ellerbe. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Severide reaches second base with a double. Mostill throws the ball in to Collins, who relays the ball to Mulligan, who tags Severide trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Sisler catches it and steps on first to double up Robertson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 2 in the game. Shorten hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Strunk moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive towards third. Ellerb catches it and throws to second to double up Strunk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shorten. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson bunts and there's an error on the play. Shealy moves to third. Mulligan moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to home to get Shealy. Mulligan moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellerb bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins pinch hits for Hub Pruitt. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Urban Schalker now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shorten. Collins reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ma still bunts towards the mound. Schalker fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 3 in the game. Shorten hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strunk who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Strunk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns too. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker takes first base on ball 4. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 4 in the game. Shorten bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Shocker moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 4 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shocker scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.